I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates are listening to, your significant other, or your kids. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. We teamed up with Raycon, and they are offering 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/skim. Hey everybody, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back after not very long. We did this not long ago.
It's not that long ago. Not a lot has happened. Not a lot is happening anywhere.
I'm going to be breathing vegan cheese on you this entire time. I just realized Kim made
baked kale. Like kale chips, basically.
So I have a question about that because, all right, so we may as well just get right into it. Kim got a new toy.
I wouldn't call it a toy.
She got a new food toy.
An appliance.
She got a new food appliance toy.
And I got a dehydrator, which
I tell people that you got a new toy. That's weird.
That doesn't sound weird.
It's a little bit weird.
Yeah, it's a dehydrator.
It's
not that exciting.
And she's been making all kinds of stuff, and we've done a bunch of things since we last talked, so we're going to talk about those. But in particular, I thought your kale thing with the vegan cheese and the whatnot.
Funny enough, I did not make in the dehydrator. I made that in the oven.
Yeah, so I was wondering why. If you have the dehydrator, why are you doing there?
Because I added oil to it, and the dehydrator doesn't do as well with oily things.
We'll come back to that because we did bacon. I want to talk about oil.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I read it doesn't do as well with oil because oil doesn't like to be dried, apparently.
But does it hurt the thing to have oil in it?
I had to clean it really well.
But it doesn't hurt it?
No.
Will everything taste like bacon from now on?
No.
Okay. All right.
Which is really good.
So Kim gets this dehydrator. Got a good one, I think.
Yeah, it's just a basic one.
Just nothing crazy.
No, it was the very basic. It isn't even the mesh one. It's like the plastic. So.
And the goal was like, hey, jerky and raisins and tomatoes and peppers, whatever you want to put on there, you dehydrate them. Mm-hmm. And then you eat them in whatever form you're eating them in. And so far, my favorite thing has been anything you've done with the meat.
Well, yeah, because you use a nice lean meat. I use a roast, and I cut it really about a quarter inch thick, and then put lots of good seasoning on it. So I did a teriyaki one. I've done one with soy sauce and liquid smoke.
I think that one was really my favorite. Good. It was, even though it seemed like it was outrageously salty.
No, that was the first one. I didn't put liquid smoke in that one.
Oh, you didn't? Mm-mm. I like that one, too, though. I like
very
that
salty
I
one.
Like that
really
salty
good.
One.
It
for
was
some
good.
Reason.
It was really good.
Probably not the best. You know, too much salt's never good. But.
The next one I made with less salt. I didn't add salt to all of the liquids.
All right.
Soak it in there. You can do it overnight if you want to. I just did it for like 10 minutes and then just put it right on the dehydrator for probably 6 hours.
Yeah. And I ate that stuff
you finished it off yesterday.
Yeah, I ate all the beef. So then, okay, so that makes sense, right? Everyone's had beef jerky. You know what we're talking about. It's sliced roast and yes. blah, blah, blah.
But then I surprised him. I made bacon jerky.
Yeah. Now this, it
it's
sounds
like candy.
It sounds like it's not even possible, but it totally is. And what you do is you use thick cut bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use super thin stuff, I assume, right?
You could, but it would just go kind of crispy, like bacon.
It'd just
but
be like...
I did soak it in teriyaki sauce, so I made it like a flavored bacon.
Okay, so it's like a flavored bacon, a little bit of sweetness to it, I noticed as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was
the
from
teriyaki.
The teriyaki. Okay.
Yeah.
And by the time they were done, they went in there looking like slabs of, you know, bacon. And I and like real bacon, there's all this like marbling, you know, it's
yes.
a lot of fat in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, how's that going to work? Are you just going to be left with a little cat turd at the end? Like, what is that even going to look like, right? But they came out looking like little candied,
yeah.
shrunken down, but little small bacon slabs that were dark, but still bacon looking.
So I put them in the dehydrator thinking this is a great idea, but they kind of dripped a lot of grease. I had to clean it a lot.
Yeah, it was greasy.
But then I finished them off in the oven on a low temperature. And they did amazingly well. They kind of
yeah.
finished off, got really brown.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a good combo. Anyway, so we've been eating those for a few days. They're unbelievable.
You can't eat more than one, though, usually, because they're pretty.
Oh, I can. That's the problem. I can. And I shouldn't. I know that's not good for me.
Concentrated bacon. They smell. They taste very much like you just ate a slab of bacon.
It's like bacon in its most, like, reduced down to its essence.
The essence
and the flavor
of bacon.
The flavor is overwhelmingly good.
Yeah.
And I just know if I ate like eight of those, I'd actually give myself a coronary or something.
Yeah, probably. It's not good for you. You should have only just one a day, maybe.
Right. Or at that. Even that
yeah.
is a little much. So
I'll just slow down on making
So slow
that
down
one.
On the bacon one because they're so... And they keep... They just sit in a box. You just eat them.
Well, they keep in the fridge. I don't know if I would leave them on the counter.
Well, that's true. We didn't leave those out, did
No.
we? I mean, I think the beef
I'm
ones
I'm kind
are
of
safe.
Playing around with what how it'll work out and how I should seal them if I want to put them in storage or
well, here's
anything
some,
like that.
Some people don't know about Kim. She is ruthlessly careful about foodborne
yes,
illness.
Foodborne illness. I keep my food handler's permit current so that I can say I do. Because if I do give it to people, I want them to know
yeah,
I'm
Yeah, and if
very
you ever
careful.
Catered anything and there
I've catered
questions,
before,
you could
yeah.
say, oh, well, I have my food handler's permit.
Yes, I keep that up to date.
Yeah.
For that very reason, so that if anyone asks, I'd be like, no, I really do know what I'm doing. I swear.
But no reused surfaces. If there's been raw chicken anywhere, the kitchen
oh,
goes through a freaking revamp before we do anything.
At least that area, yes. We don't
so it doesn't surprise me that you were worried about the jerky, but I think you're supposed to be able to leave that stuff out more.
You're supposed to be able to at least take it with you when you go hiking and stuff, but I'm too aware of that and it scares me a little, so if it were to sit on the counter for a full day, I don't know if I'd be willing to eat it again.
So I found an amazing combination turkey jerky. Sorry, oh, we should do turkey jerky.
Yeah, I can make you that.
Sorry. Thinking of other meat now. We had bacon jerky and then a mini can of, is it Pepsi Zero, is that what they call it?
Oh yeah,
they call it that.
I think so.
Did they get in trouble because Coke Zero is Coke Zero? They
I
have
think
fight?
It's called I don't remember
Pepsi
what it's called.
Pepsi None. Pepsi Gone.
Pepsi
Out.
Gone.
I don't know what it
is. Gone and out.
That
Pepsi
combination.
Down and out.
Just like a good cola with...
A little piece of bacon.
Oh. I don't know why that's
a treat
that's so
for
good.
You.
It's so good.
It's a good treat for you.
Yeah, so...
It's better than a ho-ho or a ding-dong.
But you also made a bunch of other stuff, like you're going to do mushrooms soon. Right now there's some shallot-looking things or onions or something in there.
They're red onions right now.
Yeah, so this
so
thing's
I've,
been
I've
on
done,
all the time.
I've tried carrots, red onions, shallots, peppers, and tomato skins, and I'm going to make a vegetable bouillon so that you can throw that into any soup, and it'll just give you tons and tons of flavor without having to have all those vegetables on hand.
Yeah.
We're going to try it. We'll see.
Okay. How do you think human meat would do in there? Could you make that work if you had to?
If you had to.
Yeah. I'm saying if
What's
we got desperate.
Here?
We got desperate. Things got desperate. We had to, you know, make
they,
some hard
they
choices.
They can't get that desperate. Sheesh, babe.
Make some hard choices. You get one of your leathery uncles. You know? They're already almost half done. You don't need the oven part.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're all set. Okay. Anyway, so that's
cool.
We like that thing, though. I think it's one of the more fun new cooking things.
Yeah,
I know people do it all the time.
I may eventually upgrade it to the square one that's got the metal mesh layers in it and stuff.
And why did we'll you do that instead of... Because I always thought that and an air fryer were the same. Clearly, they're not.
No, they're not.
Why do I have a dryer?
Air fryer. I'm not sure what the difference is. I don't have an air fryer, but it makes things really crispy and cooked, but you do cook it with oil in it.
It's also fast, right?
Yes.
Like,
super fast.
The whole idea is that it's flash frying, or that heat is immediate and huge.
Kind of like an Instant Pot, where it's all pressure cooked very quickly.
Right.
I'm more into the slower cooked things.
Yeah, because this like jerky takes... My only complaint is you put some beef on there, see in 6 hours.
Well, by the time you get done with working, it's all good.
So you're used to that. Like, you grew up in the South. Everything's a little slow.
But I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I like to cook in the morning. I do not like to wait till 5 o'clock and go, what's for dinner? I don't know. Because then I really don't want to cook anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a morning cooker, so I get everything planned, or, you know, at least the idea of what I want in the morning. And then by the time dinner comes around, it's ready on time.
It's a good way to live. It's a good way to live your life. So, okay.
I mean, plenty of people do the 5 p.m. That's fine. That's if that's your thing.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I just can't do it.
Let me ask you this. Another thing that happened while we were gone is you finished your binge of Lucifer.
I did.
Netflix's, well, it's now Netflix's. It used to be ABC
or
something.
Yeah, it's now Netflix's.
But Lucifer and all of it that is available up till now.
So 5 seasons. I finished it.
Correct. And you finished it all, and there's more coming because they're getting original seasons to Netflix now. So I think this was the TV run, and then you're done with it. I've noticed something.
Super fun. What?
Well,
what have you noticed?
I think it's great that it's fun, and I like that you have fun with it. Like, this isn't so. I'm couching this because I don't want to make it sound like I'm being critical or anything, because I don't actually mean this in a critical way. But that show is just like all your other shows. So I've decided you have a type of TV you like.
Okay.
And it's not like you can't sit down and enjoy something like
almost anything.
Almost anything. You're pretty easy that way. But the stuff you like, the things you seek out, all have this thread of like, I mean, it's basically a Hallmark movie with an edge. It's Hallmark series with an edge.
I do like that. It's entertaining without having to think really hard about it. I either watch that or I get really into my cooking shows.
Yeah.
Love all my cooking shows.
Yeah, you're a big fan of the cooking.
But I go through these phases, and whenever I really don't feel like cooking, I'll go through that so that I can then be into cooking
again. Yeah, so again, it's not a criticism. It's just that I figured out the kind of thing you like.
I don't feel criticized, if that helps.
But I'll watch it, and I'll go, oh, this is like they did on Heart of Dixie, that one part. Or this actor's from the same three things. Or...
I don't know. It's a lot of the same people. You're right.
But it's also a little bit of a weird crossover, because I'm not necessarily super into the show.
No, because every time Scott walks in, he goes, who's that guy?
Yeah,
he says it about the same guy every time.
Conceptually, though, there's something there. And it also makes sense because one of my favorite authors in the world created these characters, Neil Gaiman. But other than that, he doesn't have anything to do with it. Other than he guest starred as, is he the voice of God or something?
He's a voice actor.
Of something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or narrated
fun,
or something. Mm-hmm. So he's
just,
you know.
One episode.
But it's not like his normal stuff. It's not like American Gods or even Good Omens or anything. It's like this, it's like someone took his cool ideas and then went and said, well, we're going to go make this work for housewives and no one will be ugly. It's all pretty people.
It's true. It's true. It's fun though. I can be on my Pinterest page looking at recipes while I'm listening to it. And it's not like I have to be in to really pay attention to every character, and I don't know, it's fun.
So what do you desire next now that you've finished
nice.
That Heart of Dixie, Gilmore Girls for your fourth time or whatever it's been?
It was only the second time all the way through.
That's
Gilmore
easily
Girls.
My third, so I know it's been at least two for you.
At least, yeah.
At least two, probably three.
I don't know.
Is there anything else like that where you're
next.
Just like,
I gotta go find the next thing.
All right, because at night, you know, when everything starts to chill out, Kim gets her programs.
Oh my gosh.
And you got Christmas coming up, right? So you're about to turn on... Did you sneeze?
I did sneeze.
Did you guys hear that? Okay. Kim sneezes like nobody I know. Here, I'll do my impression.
We're sitting outside, first of all, and so the allergies have come...
It's smoke.
...this year.
It's the smoke.
...with a vengeance.
We can't see the mountains. There's so much smoke. It's California smoke. It's our own smoke.
Yeah.
A little bit of Colorado smoke.
Keep going on.
Everyone's
what
smoking.
What were you saying?
I don't remember now.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I was going to say.
I sneeze. That's
you sneeze. So I go, I'll do an impression of mine.
Okay.
I go, I can't even fake it. I'll do like.
It's a really.
Like that.
Really, really loud one.
I aimed away from the microphone. Hopefully
nice,
that wasn't too painful.
Nicely done.
But you do this little, you close, you basically your body closes up and you go, pew.
Like a little Star Wars gun.
Yeah, like pew, a pew, pew, pew. And you only ever sneeze once. You're not one of those three sneezers.
That's true. Sometimes twice. Yeah.
But those people that do like rapid, like five of them in a row like a dog does, something's up with that.
Allergies, maybe?
We got an email. You want to hear this email?
Sure.
This is about our wormy strawberries.
Ew.
That we talked about.
We did talk about that.
Johnny M. wrote in. Sounds like a gangster or something. Get Johnny M. in there, see? Yeah. Wormy strawberries is the subject. Hey, Scott and Kim, I just wanted to write in and talk about bugs and food. Says, I haven't seen the specific TikToks Scott is referring to a few episodes ago, but I can say with certainty that very few little worms in your strawberries actually exist, and it's not a big deal, especially if they were certified organic strawberries. People forget that food grows outside, and that, uncoincidentally, uncoincidentally, our food also serves as food to all other life forms around us.
And that makes sense.
Like these flies that keep landing on us out
yes.
here?
Yes.
It's fly season. I hate fly season. That being said, I can see how it might freak people out to see a few bugs on their fresh food, especially for Scott, who seems to already dislike strawberries. I really don't like them. It's not that I don't... I like the flavor of strawberry, like in a shake or something.
Yes.
I don't like a raw strawberry because it's just tart and I don't know.
I think you just haven't gotten really good strawberries in a long time.
They're like nature's big toe. You
know? Well, you do like them in shakes and things.
I like them in shakes and things. Anyway. You're right.
Keep going.
Let's see. Moving on. Says, as a person who's worked as a farmhand on and off, let me assure everybody that a few bugs doesn't mean that you should never eat strawberries again. All the fresh food you eat has bugs in it or has had them on them at some point.
That's probably very true.
Oh, yeah. He says, sorry, kale burp. He says, we joke on the farm that I work at that the true certified organic sticker is whether or not your greens have any holes in them from the caterpillars / worms that are difficult to fight without industrial chemicals.
Okay.
So that's how you know if you're getting good organics is if you have a few bite holes from... The things. It says, last two things. Funny enough, strawberries that have been nibbled on by a little bit by... I can't read today. That have been nibbled on a little bit while on the plant and that have healed up are usually the sweetest berries in the field. I'm not sure why, he says. I just speak from experience. Also, if Scott is grossed out by the tiny white worms we get in strawberries down here in Georgia, he should see the size of worms we pull out of corn. We
yeah,
just cut off the
those.
Chewed up bits of the cob... And then it's good to sell and eat.
I remember doing that as a kid. Just cutting off the end where the
worms
were. Huge. And they were like huge worms.
You had no problem with that.
No.
But you don't like stuff like that. You don't like bugs.
I think the bugs know that which ones are the sweetest. And that's why those end up being the sweetest. They know. They can scent.
It's like that song.
The sugar in
that first bug is the sweetest.
But I grew up in Mississippi. So I remember growing lots and lots and lots of corn. And just cutting off that end. Because those big, fat, green, caterpillary bugs in there was just nasty.
Do you think that has to do with...
I think it has to do with where they are.
Well, no. I mean, the sweetness, if they've had to heal themselves, is that the healing process makes that part of the flesh of the food better?
Or they just got to the berry right after that bug did. The bugs know what's sweeter. Are you kidding?
The bugs, they're smart. Those bastards. All right. Well, thanks for the email. By the way, you can send those emails to scott@frogpants.com. That's scott@frogpants.com.
Did you say who it was?
Yeah. I told him to say the name at the beginning.
Okay.
And now I
forgot the name already.
Well, that's on you.
You're so nice.
I want to tell you guys why Raycon is so awesome. Skim has teamed up with Raycon earbuds. You've seen them in my ears.
Yes.
You know how hard it is to get my attention when I'm wearing
them. I'm the one he calls and says, where are my earbuds?
Yeah.
And I know where he's left them every time.
It's because they are noise isolating and they fit. And I don't hear what you're saying. It's nice.
Seriously noise isolating. Because
it's very
I'm
nice.
Like, Scott.
Well, here's the deal. Unlike some of your other wireless options out there, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, so you don't have any wires hanging down or any little stems sticking out or any of that stuff, especially during your video calls you might be doing these days. The company was co-founded by Ray J, and did you know this? Snoop Dogg, Brandy, nice. Mike Tyson, Rich the Kid, these people, all obsessed with Raycons.
I believe it.
Yeah, they love them. Raycon earbuds start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbud on the market. And they sound just as amazing as other top audio brands you know. Their newest model is the pair I have, the Everyday E25 earbuds. I think they're their best yet. They're also the newest ones. I mean, the only ones I ever got, but I think they're rad. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. One quick note. Multiple audio Bluetooth devices. When I go walking around this neighborhood, I get interference. And I think it's because there's so much, like, Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and stuff just in these townhomes and all this. Mm-hmm. So I have to, like, keep my phone closer or else I kind of lose connection when I'm playing a song or something. Not with these. These don't do that. These are perfect the whole way through. So
never an interruption of your music / podcast you're listening to.
Yeah, whatever it is. Okay, here's what I want you guys to do. Get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com. That's R-A-Y-C-O-N. buyraycon.com/skim. So you need to put the /skim on there. That's buyraycon.com/skim for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. One more time, that is buyraycon.com/skim.
Skim.
Ooh, look at us. We did it at the same time. Simultaneous wife or something. I don't know what that means.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
You're funny.
What else is going on? Carter moved back since we last talked.
Yes. It's her senior year of college.
Yep. And she's only 23. She's
doing school and work all from home, so why not have her from our home?
Yep. She's on the Wi-Fi right now, enjoying a conference call with her teacher.
Her Zoom class.
What class is she taking this afternoon?
I don't remember which one this one is. But
yeah, so normally she'd be up at the campus, but she's back to school. She also got out of her apartment. She was in downtown because two reasons. One, since March, which is just after she moved there,
mm-hmm.
it's been dumb to live downtown because all the reasons to live downtown are either not open or less accessible, or you don't want to be in crowds and stuff. And so she's been stuck in a room.
Yeah, working That's from no fun. Home, going to school from home. But
yeah,
in an apartment,
and the work is all from home. School's all from home, and she's just stuck in this room. Plus, her roommate's a little weird. So, I mean, not weird, but you know what I mean. Like, it's just not the best arrangement. And so she left and decided that she would come here. Plus, Kim had the right idea of, like, hey, save some money and.
It was
you're
more
about
that.
Yeah.
It was more about why, if you're going to be home anyway,
mm-hmm.
be home here and not worry about rent right now in the middle of all of this. This is the time.
Yeah, this is the time to save some money. That's what I say.
Save what you can. Because she wants to really do some cool stuff starting next year when she graduates.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of cool plans. So, anyway, we're always happy to have her around, so that's no big deal for us. She does have too much stuff, but we're working on that. She just texted us. She finished her sketch.
Oh, there you go.
So her and I are doing free comic book day sketches again, or prints this year. But we're doing it for, like, the whole year. It's like, instead of May Day, it's like free comic book summer or whatever.
Perfect.
So we got to get them out before the summer ends. But we're going to stream us finishing those up. So that was what that
was.
Cool. Yeah. So that's the other nice thing is Carter and I already collaborate on a lot of stuff. And you already collaborate with her on other things. Like, you guys are... She's making bread today. You guys did a bunch of food stuff.
She's got her sourdough starter. I added stuff to it this morning so she can make it today.
Yep. She made mochi the other day. That's always a mess when she makes mochi.
But so good.
Yeah, it's very good.
She's really good at that.
And she makes, there was something else she was doing. I forgot.
I don't remember.
She gave me a plate of it and it was good. Oh, fried bread? She made some kind of fried bread thing?
Oh, yeah. She was making sourdough galette.
Right. Which is a lot like...
Like a fry bread, like a Navajo taco.
A Navajo taco, yeah. If you've never had a Navajo taco, you don't live around here. Because that's kind of a thing here at fairs and stuff like that. And they're amazing. Oh my gosh, a Navajo taco. Can we please can we make Navajo tacos?
Yeah, I did the other day, remember?
The other day?
With grilled chicken.
Oh.
I did.
I always think of
lettuce, tomato. Beef. Well, that's true. Usually it's
chicken's
with taco
probably better.
Meat.
Of the white meats, I think I prefer turkey.
Well, all right then.
Get on that. Anyway, so that's some changes in our lives a little bit here and there, but not too crazy.
Not
you know?
Too crazy.
My sister's flying in from Minnesota this week, and my brother's coming up from Phoenix, and we're doing, like, meetings with my mom to sort of talk about their plans. And, you know, she's getting on. 82? 81, 82, 83, 82.
82.
She just turned 83 or just turned 82?
Just turned 82.
And as a, I'm not talking to you, iPad. As a result, she's, you know, we just want to make sure she's got everything she wants in order. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff. Everybody does this, but I'm kind of stressing about it for now. I don't know why. I don't like facing these things. I don't like facing the inevitable mortality.
Still better to face it and know what to plan and what's going on and what she wants than not know.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see my parts of my family I never see, but there's also this weird thing of like, are we hugging? Are we going to be, you know, what
we'll
level
talk
of...
a lot. We don't need to hug everybody.
I feel like I need to hug people. It's hard.
That's up to you.
It's in my blood.
Luckily, everybody else that's coming in town stays, is like, works from home.
Yeah, it's a pretty isolated group.
Although they'll be flying, so.
They will be on a plane. It'd be great to catch it there and then bring it here.
Okay.
What?
Let's not hug anybody.
You don't want to hug anyone?
No, not really.
You don't want the Roni?
No, I don't.
The Coroni? anyway, so, yeah, that's what's going on with us.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Anything?
No.
We didn't get any vacation.
No.
This week's our 28th anniversary.
Yeah.
28?
28 years.
What?
Crazy. That went by really
fast. You know how many
people
have been married and divorced multiple times during that time? Think of that.
It's all right. 28 years. My parents is this year. Their 50th wedding anniversary is this year.
Wow.
In December.
So when were they at around 28 when we got married?
Something like
25,
that.
25, 20-something?
Something like that.
That's weird. Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
I don't feel like the old people that we're supposed to be.
We're not that old.
I know we're not, but 28 years is a long time. How old were you? 20?
I was 19 when we got married.
No.
Yes. Wait. You were 23.
I was Carter's age.
23, yeah. And I was
and you
almost
were,
20.
You were almost 20. Yeah, so all right.
Yeah.
We're still young.
It was a long time ago, yeah. But not that long ago.
We're still young. And we never looked at it like, oh no, we're married so early. What will we do? This is too.
Does anyone do that?
I don't know. Some people do. Some people regret getting married young. I never did.
I didn't.
Because we got started with the kids sooner, which means that we can enjoy them more now because we have more energy.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who have a 1-year-old. They're my age. And by the time that kid's 10, they'll be in their 60s. By the time
that
kid's
okay
barely graduating, they'll
and
be
that's
70.
All right too.
It's all right. I'm just saying. I'm saying
just
there was. In the end, I'm glad we started early because it's. I don't know. It just feels like we. It worked for us.
It worked for
it's
us.
Different
for
stuff
sure.
works for other people, and you can do whatever you want. This fly, I'm gonna murder it.
Well, I can go get you a fly swatter if you'd like.
Ugh,
will that help?
Annoying the crap out of me. All right. I think that's everything.
I think that's all that we have going on this week.
We'll be back for more next Monday. We're going to do them on Mondays for a bit.
Mondays.
And
that should work.
Yeah,
Mondays
are good.
Kind of a busy day. I get a lot done first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I like Mondays. Mondays are good. And by then, that's usually the kind of week space where Kim can make something rad and we can talk about how good it was.
Yeah,
maybe,
there you go.
Maybe another 6-hour jerky moment.
We're going to have to make jerky again this week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try turkey. Why not?
Jerky. Or like, what other meat can you put in there? Can you do pastrami jerky?
Well, pastrami's pretty cooked already. You don't.
Yeah, but drying it up, making it rough.
I can try it. I'll do it.
What else is
I'll
there?
I'll try anything once. We'll see
how about
good
bologna
it is.
Jerky?
Ew.
No?
That's gross.
Okay. How about.
It already tastes overcooked already.
Can we get a hold of any buffalo or like elk or anything? They make amazing jerky. Who has that?
Harmon's will carry that.
Oh, a store has it.
Yep.
I thought maybe
you
we'd have to
usually
talk
get
to
a roast. They're not big on slicing it for me right now.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm not really
COVID
sure.
COVID reasons?
Yeah, probably. They used to, my butcher would always just cut it up for me, slice it thin so it was perfect, but I've been doing it myself and it works out all right.
Yeah,
some pieces get done earlier than others because I'm not precise.
Do you know what you're doing?
I do know what I'm doing.
I don't.
Thanks for asking.
Well, no, I wondered if it's like a... Like, what do you put it in? We don't have, like, one of those meat cutters.
No, I just literally have to sharpen my knife and slice.
Do you sharpen before you do it?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you worried about getting little metal shavings in the meat?
No, I clean the knife.
Oh. These are important questions.
And then I clean the knife, and then I use it.
All right.
It's very sharp when I use
Have
it.
Have you ever named your knives?
No.
Like Mac the Knife?
No.
No?
Mac's a good name, though.
It's a pretty good name for your big knife you use all the time. Call him Mac. People say, what do you need? Give me Mac the Knife. Like the song, like the old song. Or you could do...
name them all like Phil and Steve and...
Oh, yeah, you could totally do that.
I could totally
do that. Oh, you know what? You should watch the latest season of Curb Your Enthusiasm because Phil, Better Feed Phil, was on it.
Oh, I like him.
And it's
He's
great.
Funny.
They play in the show like no one can stand him because all he wants to do is talk about how everybody loves Raymond's opening up in some other country and also what did he eat that summer at some weird country.
That sounds about
it's
right.
Very
it's
funny.
Probably more realistic than anything else.
It was really, really funny. I thought of you when I watched it.
Well, there you go.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week with more. We hope you're having a great week. And
we'll
anything else you want
then.
To say? Is that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Bye, everybody.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.